Hello, hello. Welcome back to A Confetti-Filled Life. I am your party captain, your podcasting host, Vicky Kotris. Always a pleasure and an honor to be here with you again today. And if you have listened to my previous episode, then you know that we're taking a little bit of a seismic shift where we were very focused on presenting interviews with creatives and business owners. Well, I'm leaning into that even more and wanting to talk about my own experience as a small business owner, but also give you the resources that you need to build your own creative venture, whatever that might be. So if you are an idea person, you've been dreaming for however long, what I like to call a wantrepreneur, kind of observing, taking it all in, but really looking for some inspiration to jump in and create something for yourself, this is the place for you. If you are someone who is looking to expand your knowledge of running a business, then Confetti Filled Life is the place for you. And that is my goal, that I can continue to give actionable tips and steps, and as always, some loving encouragement straight from my heart to make you feel like anything is possible, because it is. Today, I want to talk about something that is so near and dear to my heart, which is owning and running a mobile business. And I am such an advocate and a cheerleader for anyone who wants to open and run their own mobile business. I define mobile business as something that doesn't require a brick and mortar. It's not solely in the e-commerce space, meaning that it doesn't have to just be an online presence, but there is something that you can go do to engage and sell and have a transaction to start earning money. And if you followed along on my journey over the past few years, specifically in the podcast, I've talked about growing and building my own businesses and how I initially started owning and operate Cleveland Cookie Dough. My first business was through the idea that I loved taking part in community events. I loved music. I love food. I love being around people. And I knew I wanted to own something, but I also was working in a 9-to-5 that only afforded me nights and weekends to work solely on my business. So I knew if I couldn't be someone who would open up a store and then go run it for 8 hours a day, because I didn't have that time. I am also a risk-averse person, so I didn't want to jump into something unless I knew for certain that it was generating enough money that I could comfortably live off of. So that was my mindset at the time when I opened up my first business. And then it's changed and I've pivoted ever since then. And we've, again, adjusted just over the past 4 years. We've all had to, as a society, because we've been so affected through the pandemic and kind of the ebbs and the flows that have come from that whole experience. So the reasons why I am such a huge cheerleader and advocate for mobile businesses is because I truly believe that it gives you the confidence to lean into a creative venture without feeling like you could lose your house. And I say that very intentionally, that you deserve to give yourself that space to explore, to feel creative, to take risks without feeling like you are gambling too big. And some people will tell you differently. Some people will say that, you know, betting the house, taking that huge leap is really the only way to feel your feet against the fire. I am not that kind of person. And so today we will not focus on that very risky behavior, but instead we're going to talk about very actionable steps and ideas that you can use to build your own business, and specifically talking about mobile today. Okay, so I'm going to give you the 5 top reasons why I love a mobile business, why you should highly consider doing that if you are on the outskirts as a wantrepreneur who is searching for their thing, knowing that you want to start generating revenue for yourself, but you're not sure where to start. This may be something that helps you leap into that next version. At the end, I'm going to tell you 20 different mobile business ideas that you can literally start today that would start making you money. Okay, so number one of the reasons why I love mobile business is it's easy to fit into your lifestyle. It's easy to manage with your 9-to-5. So an example of my lifestyle and choosing that mobile business is I needed to craft something that fit into the time that I had when I initially started. And so I knew I could work nights and weekends, and that's what owning a mobile business, owning a food truck, eventually gave me. It's also something that can start very easily as a side hustle. I love, love, love side hustles. I talk about them all the time. I think the day and age that we live in today, everyone needs to have a side hustle. If you have a passion, if you have an interest, turn it into a side hustle, start generating revenue for yourself. I do this all the time. I always look for ways to make extra money. And one of my best examples of the reason why is because no matter if you have a full-time job, I don't care if you have been there for 2 months, 2 years, for 40 years, you have a false sense of security. Anything can change. The company can go out of business. The company can restructure. Your position can be eliminated. And you know what happens then is you go from thinking you're extremely comfortable, everything is fine, to now saying, oh crap, this is one of the hardest job markets that we've seen in the past couple decades, and now we need to go out and find a new job. When you have a side hustle, when you're making money out of a hobby that you don't put too much pressure on, you're able to really lean in, use that extra income to even expand that business, or just give you one of those additional channels where if something does happen with your more steady corporate job, or where you have income coming in and that shifts or that changes, you can pivot relatively quickly and say, okay, well, I have a nest egg, I have some security. So I really think that having a side hustle or some other plan in place can be super, super helpful, especially in the economy that we have today. So back to number one, you can easily fit a mobile business into your lifestyle. You can still work your 9-to-5 while you are working in that mobile business. And it's something that you can create your own hours for. So that's number one. Number two is that there is a low barrier to entry. So I love the low price of admission to play the game, to watch the show. It makes it that much easier to get started. Many times when we are just starting with something, if we find it too difficult or too complex, it is easier to stop. It is easier to say no. And so what I love about creating a mobile business is literally you can buy a domain today off GoDaddy.com. You can start a free website with Square, with Wix, with WordPress, whatever it is that you use, and you can start marketing it on a Facebook group. So it really is that easy to get in the game. You decide that you want to do it. You know, you don't have to have all of the different resources and tools that you need. You just need a few basic things. You have to have a direction and a product, and you can get going starting in day one. Love that. The third reason that I love mobile businesses is because it can be extremely low investment upfront to make. So you can decide based on the kind of capital that you do have today, how much do I want to spend on this? How much do I think I can earn? What is a kind of sales strategy that I have? And just hit the ground running. And when I say investment, the funny thing is you could literally spend, you know, $30 on a website. You could find stuff around your house and sell it. I mean, that's a mobile business. That's a flipping business, which I love so very much. I'll talk about that towards the end of ideas that I think are really great that can get you started. But you do not need a lot to get started. And I think that's what intimidates a lot of people from starting their own business or creative venture is thinking, I have to have X amount of dollars, I have to have X amount of following, I have to have a website, how would I even do that? When instead you're just kind of clouding the ideas with all of the hundreds of tasks that literally you can create, but the most important thing that you can do is to take action. As long as you get it out there, all of those other things are going to fall into place. You're not going to have everything done by day one, but if you have an idea, and I'll tell you what, guys, it doesn't even have to be a great idea. I use my fidget spinner example all the time. I'm sure there was someone, the person who invented the fidget spinner and took it to an investor, and they were probably like, yeah, get the hell out of here. This is the weirdest thing. That person is making like billions of dollars off of one little toy that helps create more focus for distracted people. So when I say it doesn't have to be a good idea, good is subjective. It is in the eye of the beholder. It is in the eye of your customer. So it has to be something that you like, something that excites you, but good will always be subjective. There will always be someone in your lane who creates something a little bit different. It doesn't make it better or worse. It just makes it different. Number four of why I love mobile businesses is it's an easy way to test your market. When I was getting started, the best thing and the best experience I gave myself was I was waiting for my food truck to be completely done. I knew I had to get to our target market. I knew I had to start experimenting with sales, knowing what people were saying in the background. So I set up a little tent at a farmer's market. I rented a table. I set up, I started serving people, and I could get feedback on the product. I could get feedback on the flavors. I could understand if our pricing strategy was working. I got to start marketing us for larger services like catering. I got some nasty feedback, which helped me grow a bit of a thicker skin and owning a business. So there's so many things that you can learn by getting out there. And I have a friend right now who is starting a lifestyle business in the food space. And my best advice to her, and this is advice I would give to anyone, is stop hiding behind your phone and your computer and planning and just making phone calls about your product. Get out and start selling it. And selling it for you might be going to a farmer's market. It might be, renting a table at a flea market. It might be renting a chair at a nail salon. It might be like whatever industry interests you, you need to just get started now because you can get so wrapped up in the planning stage, but you need to get out there and start engaging with your market. It's also going to help with all of those other things that I mentioned earlier where you think, I need this website, I need a web presence, I need social media. Like, you know, you're only one person, so you might not be able to do all of those things up front, which is completely okay. And those you're going to feel inspired by talking to customers. That's going to help you build your online presence and share your story. So that is number four, why I love mobile businesses, because it's easy to test the market and it's easy to understand how you can grow with that market. And my last and fifth final reason why I love mobile businesses, which is there's certainly a longer list, but what I will leave you with is that it is a quick way to start earning money. That is very important. It is especially important to women because I believe that in our society, it is encouraged for women to make money with their, I put in quotations, little side business, things like baking or things related to the beauty industry or things like crafting. Oh, that's your hobby. But no, it is something that we create, that we spend time doing. It is something that very much merits income and revenue to keep that going. And small businesses, folks, are the lifeblood of communities. So if anyone is ever to say, how's your little business going? You can tell them that small businesses actually make up for trillions of dollars of communities, for thousands of jobs in cities. And without small businesses, we could certainly not function as a society. So take that, Jeff Bezos. Just kidding, because I love Amazon, obviously. So at the center of all of this is you deserve to be making money for what you're spending your time on. And whether you decide to be a baker, a caterer, a nail artist, a food truck driver. You deserve to be compensated for your time. And that is always a finicky topic, especially for women, of how much should I earn, or have fear around earning a certain set of income, or not asking for what they deserve, or being afraid to negotiate. And I'm here to say that no matter how big or small your side hustle is, your full-time venture is, your business is, that you deserve to be paid and paid well. So do not discount that. And I wrap up my love for mobile businesses is that extra income is what helps you design the life that you really, really love. If you are not happy in your full-time career, or you're seeking something outside of your full-time career, owning a mobile business, owning a side hustle, getting started in any way, shape, or form is going to be the first step that will help you create that lifestyle. Now, here are 20 mobile business ideas that you could literally start today, most of them from your phone, that would start earning you additional income and something that can very easily transition into a full-time career for you. Number one is baker. Number two, car detailer. I literally had a senior in high school come over and detail my car, and I paid him $200. So $200 for 2 hours, not bad. Number three, being a notary closer, something my dad does. He can earn thousands a week depending on how many business he wants to take on. You can also do this in an online capacity. Number four, flipping vintage clothing. If you love to dig out clothes, go to a Savers or a Salvation Army. You know how to find the goods. Put them on Poshmark, boom, you have a business. Number five, selling soaps or fragrances, something I see often at markets. Number six, running a mobile nail salon, something where you might go to someone's house or you rent a chair for the day. Number seven, anything that involves animals, dog grooming. Number eight ties in with that, dog walking or dog watching. You can get on Rover today, literally make an extra $500 a week from just watching one or two dogs, and you're just hanging out with the same dogs you would anyway with yours at home. Number nine is photography. Number 10, blogging. Number 11 is copywriting or running social media for a company. I literally just hired a marketing company that comes to my business, makes 5 to 10 reels every 2 weeks, helps with my social media engagement, and we're paying them $500 a month. Number 12 is mobile bartending. I see these all the time. Weddings, corporate events, they're hiring people for thousands of dollars just to serve custom drinks for their guests. Number 13, balloon installations. This is huge right now in the event space. You can make thousands of dollars a month by installing balloon garlands at different events. If you can't tell, I love the special event space. I think there is so much money to be made, and it is untapped creativity. Literally, if you can think of something fun to do at an event, someone will pay for it. Number 14, cotton candy spinner. Always a fun venture. Number 15, being a yoga instructor or virtually any active sports or fitness space. So if you are a personal trainer, if you are a health and wellness coach, you're a dietitian, you love talking about food and creating plans for people, I think that's a fantastic idea. Number 16, owning vending machines. I've also seen unique vendors online who sell things like jewelry and earrings in vending machines and place them in breweries or shopping malls. Such a fun idea. You do not have to work there in a 9-to-5 capacity, and you can just collect as you go. So a great way to make quote unquote passive income. Number 17, being a resume writer or editor. You can make hundreds of dollars in a week just by doing that. Number 18, owning a mobile cafe. You can buy a mobile coffee maker, literally pop up at an office space on Fridays and sell coffee for $4 to $5 a pop. So again, we're looking at products that you can buy relatively low, make them your own, and sell them for a premium. Number 19 is Ubering or Door Dashing. This is something, again, might not be your full-time gig, but it is something that can gain you extra revenue, extra income, so that you can better support the things that you want to do. And finally, number 20, something that is so near and dear to my heart, but it is food trucking, guys, as you knew I was going to say, but something that you can make your own hours. You work in the event space that I love, 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 and you get to be a part of some really amazing events. So I hope that helps you. I hope it gives you a little bit of inspiration if you are seeking something outside of what you are currently doing. As a reminder, Confetti Consulting is kicking off shortly, so I can help you better hone in what it is that you want to do, what it is that you want to build. So join my biz bestie program so that I can be there with you along on the journey, and we can make sure that you are on your way to creating the business and life of your dreams. So thanks again for tuning in, and I will be back soon.